if inspiration is not a supernormal ability, what is it? Well, I describe it very, very simply as thus. It's an awakening and quickening of a natural creative impulse. By natural creative impulse, I mean, of course, an impulse within all sentient beings. In fact, it might be within trees, as far as we know. But to keep it simple, let's refer to it as being an impulse, a natural impulse, something built into all sentient beings. If it is this, and it most certainly is, how can this impulse, this attribute, be quickened so that it can be used by hard work? I'm afraid there isn't an easy way. There isn't an easy way to any type of attainment, either on this sphere of existence or logically on other spheres either. So therefore, this natural attribute, this ability of all men, can be quickened so that it becomes usable by hard work. What kind of work? Mental application. We still have to be reminded over and over again to regard our mental ability as in the same way that we would regard a computer. We have to be reminded over and over again that we virtually live in very finely balanced, finely attuned electronic machines. Take the electricity out of any body, any single body, be it a seed, be it a tree, be it a rhinoceros or a human, and life cannot exist in that material. Life being over and above the base physical.